incredible ale.
Teddy, so you and your guests.
These stores.
Turn on a TV and go to the cable news networks. You'll see the talking heads, political analysis, the constant ticker, and story after story speculating who will enter the 2016 presidential race.
May run for president in 2016.
There are a handful of prominent names being thrown out, including Indiana Governor Mike Pence.
On a list of White House hopefuls.
It seems like you're leaving the door wide open to running for president.
Those were interviews Governor Pence gave to Fox News, MSNBC, and Fox News Sunday. Pence has avoided directly answering the question of whether he'll run, but over the last year, the governor has made a slew of education decisions many people say are proof he wants to be relevant on the national stage, including his legislative agenda announced earlier this month.
I believe the coming session of the Indiana General Assembly should be an education session, and we should focus on our kids and our teachers and what's happening in the classrooms of Indiana.
Dustin's artist pictured above.
Classrooms like this one at Grassy Creek Elementary in Indianapolis. Teacher Dustin Ecker worked with his fourth graders on a math problem about area and perimeter. Over the course of the day, the class learns about gravity, circuits, and whale migration. One thing not in the lesson plans is politics, but it surrounds these fourth graders. Take, for example, the absence of Common Core standards. Removing Indiana from the Common Core was one of Pence's biggest education moves over the past year. The standards are not well liked by conservatives, who view them as a tool for too much federal oversight in local school districts. So, earlier this year, Pence signed legislation, making Indiana the first state to make an exit.
I think there's enormous and justified concern that over time, Common Core became less something that felt less like a state-led program, and something more that felt like part of a federal agenda.
That's Rick Hess, the director of education policy studies at the conservative nonprofit American Enterprise Institute. Although pulling out of the Common Core was a dramatic move with lasting consequences in Indiana, Hess says it might only serve as a small bullet point on Pence's resume during a 2016 campaign.
I don't think Common Core is going to be central to that conversation. I could be wrong. But, you know, there will certainly be several candidates running who've expressed skepticism on Common Core.
Another decision Pence made as governor that got national attention was refusing to allow the State Department of Education to apply for a federal grant that would have helped fund pre-K. The grant could have meant up to $80 million for preschool programs for low-income kids. Pence said instead the state would look at expanding its own new program, On My Way Pre-K. Michael Wolf researches elections at the nonpartisan Mike Down Center on Politics in Indiana, and he says this decision was a no-brainer for a Republican considering 2016.
This might have been seen to be kind of, again, accepting federal money in a pretty state-sovereign area of public policy.
Wolf says Pence had a solid voting record against federal spending at the state level when he served in Congress, and applying for this grant would look inconsistent if his political decisions are put under a microscope. Wolf says the biggest challenge Pence will face if he launches a presidential campaign is actually the lack of changes he was able to make to education.
He really has to kind of demonstrate that he's reformed things, and again, he doesn't have a whole lot of territory because so much had been done in reform toward the conservative direction under Mitch Daniels. So I think he really probably is going to pursue this pretty hard in this long session.
And if Pence enters the primary race, Hess says he will have a hard time earning the nomination with so many other Republican leaders poised to run. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Claire McInerney.